Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The streets in Seattle. She said, honey, I don't got much time to talk. I broke down cause I knew what was next. And she said, I'm okay, but I'm locked in a holding cell till someone gets me out. Can you help me? I have no one else.
So there was a defenseless. Happy Crowder is not scared after watching the Rams on Monday Night Football yesterday. Wow. I was so sure, Crowder, because I saw it a lot on Twitter today. I was so sure you were gonna come on today and just and maybe backtrack the support of Tua. Like, I was so sure of it, man.
It's defense in the NFL. That's what they do. They stop offenses. Like, the whole narrative of being scared of playing a guy against this certain defense is crazy to me from the beginning, and it's crazy now. Let's go, Tua. You know they're coming for you. Go make a play.
Let's go. Make a play, Tua. Make a play. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors at one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso, he's the sports director, anchor reporter for Local 10 here in Miami. Let's find out if Will Manso is having some second thoughts after watching the Rams on Monday Night Football yesterday. Are you afraid, Will, of Tua being thrown out there against that defense we saw last night, which dominated the Bears' offense?
Man, we live in a world of some dumb social media and media, general media narratives. And that's up there. I'm with Channing. That's up there on the list of dumb narratives. Because if there's anything we've learned, and Channing having played the game and us having covered it, watched it, I mean, every team you play has some scary guys on the other side. I mean, like, let's say you play a team like the Jets. They got a huge dude like Quinnen Williams. The Giants are terrible. They got a big dude like Dexter Lawrence. I mean, you go down the NFL, there are huge guys that could injure you and come after you, and that's their job to come after you. So it doesn't matter who Tua plays. Every week he's going to have some mean guys on the other side coming after him that can injure him, that can crush him. I mean, that's part of being a player in the NFL and part of being a quarterback.
And how are you evaluating Tua? Because I've asked a lot of people this. Is it off wins and losses? Is it off efficiency? Is it off, you know, third down? Good quarterbacks are, you know, good third down percentage guys if you look historically. Like, when you see Tua, what are you evaluating him on game one against the Rams?
You know, I'm evaluating, I think, Channing, what made him so impressive in college is the efficiency and the way he gets the ball out quickly and finds guys. He is, you know, not your prototypical 6'3 guy, you know, with the huge arm. You know, a lot of people are going to compare him to Burrow and Herbert because of the draft class. But Tua's strengths were his ability to find guys quickly, to make the right read right away, get the ball out, hit a quick slant, you know, move a little bit out of the pocket, throw on the run. I mean, those are his strengths. So when I look at Sunday, I don't think it's going to be a game where Chan Gailey is going to game plan, and he didn't do it with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Why would he do it with Tua, where Tua's going to throw the ball 40 times and take 7 or 8 deep shots and you know, slow developing plays in the pocket with guys going deep downfield. I think they're going to look for ways to get the ball quick and out to the tight ends, to Devontae Parker. Sure, take a shot now and then. You've got to try to soften up a defense. But to me, it's going to be his ability to make the right read at the line of scrimmage when the snap, you know, when he takes that snap, make the right read, make the right play, read the defense at the line of scrimmage, and just make the right football plays. And I think that's what he's shown in practice, and I think that's what he showed in college. I think the Dolphins are confident that that's what he's going to show starting on Sunday in the NFL.
Now, Will, give me a Hail Mary. First play, Hail Mary. Throw it long. Throw it long to a first play. Will, I did.
You want to get this everybody excited. Go deep. Go deep to Devontae on the first play. Sure.
Yes.
Just make sure you block.
Yes. I heard your question to Brian Flores yesterday. You asked him if there were any unanswered questions in the locker room after, you know, making the change to Tua. And Flo, he sort of brushed it off. You could tell he didn't want any of your nonsense, Will. But his answer essentially was that, look, he made that decision. That's it. He addressed it last week. And, you know, they're going to move on from there. But do you feel like there might be a sense of maybe some discomfort or uneasiness in the locker room after the QB change? Or I know we're seeing a ton of positive comments from, you know, some of the few players who have spoken, Shaq Lawson, Mike Gesicki. How are you feeling after hearing some of these players talk?
Well, first of all, I never bought into the narrative that I thought guys were going to be against it, because this isn't a situation where it's, you know, some quarterback that, you know, you drafted in the third round or maybe late in the first round, or that's coming from a small school that needs to develop and you just throw them in there over the veteran. This is one of the most prolific quarterbacks that college football has seen in the last decade plus. He comes with that name recognition that everybody knows who Tua is, you know, and the championships and the numbers and all the things he did in college. So when the Dolphins drafted him, every player in that locker room knew that Tua Tagovailoa was going to be the starting quarterback at some point. And guys, I'll be honest with you, with all this talk about Ryan Fitzpatrick and how he's played, to me, Fitz has been Fitz. You know, he has been the reason that he was the placeholder and why you re-signed him was to be what he's been through this first 6 weeks, a solid guy who can make plays. He'll make mistakes, but he'll bounce back. He's a leader. He's a mentor. He's a likable guy. But all that said, if this was a regular offseason where the Dolphins had a full OTAs and you didn't have everything going on and they had full preseason games, to me, Tua may have started from game one and we may not have even seen Ryan Fitzpatrick. So the unique circumstances move things around a bit. But to answer your question on the locker and, you know, been asking Flores yesterday and other people trying to ask him the same, Flo finally gave in later in the news conference and basically said, look, there's no division. If you guys – that narrative out there, whatever, it's not happening in our locker room. And he almost seemed offended that it's even brought up, and we know where it's come from. It's come from the national media. But I don't buy it either. I don't think it matters, because there isn't a player in that locker room that didn't know that this day was coming. And it was never about Ryan Fitzpatrick's play. It was always going to be around when Tua is ready. It's his job, and they feel he's ready.
Well, you know, the trade deadline's coming up. Would they even think about moving Fitzy? Would that mess up any kind of continuity? Because Dallas, I would say, Andy Dalton just got knocked out and Dak's done. Like, a team like Dallas, Fitzy will, you know, float him. Like you just said, he's a solid quarterback. Would you ever think about moving him? You think the Dolphins would?
I don't see the benefit, because I just don't see a team giving up much for a guy like Fitz. And quite frankly, I don't know who's out there in the free agent market or veteran quarterbacks, but if you're looking for a veteran guy to just fill in a few games until, you know, you already have Andy Dalton, you hope he comes back soon. I don't know what his deal was with the concussion. Obviously, that was serious. But the point being, and they're a terrible team too, but even whether it's Dallas or someone else, I think that there are quarterbacks that either are on a roster, a young quarterback that a team will just say, let's just drive the young guy, or some other guys out there, because the reality is, you know, in a trade deadline, you would ideally like to get a third or fourth round pick if you're making a move for anyone. The Dolphins aren't going to get that for Ryan Fitzpatrick. And Tua is a young player and who is coming off a serious injury. I think having the voice of Fitzpatrick, having the knowing that you have that backup there and that guy in the quarterback room as well, it's just not worth it for what I think they can get for him. I think he sticks around. I don't think they look to move him. And I, quite frankly, I don't think a lot of teams will be calling for him, just because given how valuable draft picks are. I think Fitz is a perfect fit for this team and what they need right now, and I don't think they'll look to move him.
And I'm with you, Will, on Fitzy. Like you're saying, what would you really get for him? But there's another name that just popped up. We saw it last segment. It had to be 10 minutes ago, Will. They said there's reports that the Dolphins are looking at offers for Xavien Howard. Why would they move on from him? I thought they wanted him and Byron to come in and be that 1-2, those top corners, to lock down the edges.
Well, I read the same report. I think it was the Sun Sentinel that reported it. And, you know, look, I buy it. I buy it, and here's why I buy it. Doesn't mean I agree with it. Doesn't mean I think they should move Xavien Howard. But it actually, believe it or not, has been something that I've discussed with others locally and just off the record kind of, you know, not on radio, not on TV, and just say, you know, wonder when they signed Byron Jones for that big deal. They drafted Noah Mbignagani. And, you know, they are really centering themselves around these, you know, Byron Jones obviously being the shutdown guy, and then Mbignagani, who they believe in, can be a very good corner. It's a lot of money to pay two corners. You know, what you paid Byron Jones, what you're paying Xavien. I have wondered if just financially, if you can get a good package like you got for a Laremy Tunsil or a Minka Fitzpatrick, if you go that route, you know. And I'm not saying I agree with it, but I do think where there's smoke, there's fire in this case. I think the Dolphins I believe that they would listen to offers. And if they're blown away in a deal like they were for Tunsil, like they were for Fitzpatrick, I think that they would consider it. Do I think it's going to happen by Tuesday? You know, I don't. But I think if there's something out there where they can get a big package, and given what they have in Jones and what they just drafted, I could see where that could happen. You know, again, I'm not going to say I agree with it, but I could see where that would be the line of thinking.
I'm talking to Will Manso here, sports director, anchor, and reporter at Local 10 here in Miami. You can follow him on Twitter, at Will Manso. I want to pivot really quickly here, Will, because there was some interesting news yesterday surrounding the Miami Heat. Longtime assistant coach Dan Craig, he left the Heat, and he's going to become a Clippers assistant coach. Was that surprising to you? Because I don't know the details in terms of money and, you know, whether the Clippers were paying him more. I'm not aware of the details there, but I don't know. It just seems like a weird move to leave as an assistant of the Miami Heat, who were just in the NBA Finals, to go over to a new coaching staff with Tyronn Lue and the Clippers.
Yeah, it's an interesting move for sure. Look, I know Dan has aspired to be a head coach, and he's a great dude, a great guy, and very important, by the way, to the Heat staff. I know sometimes we lose sight of assistants, but Eric Spoelstra will tell you, man, Dan's in his ear. Dan's right there in the meetings and the preps. I mean, I think he's going to be a very good head coach in the NBA. So to see him move to an assistant coach job, I think there is some sort of a, whoa, why not just stay here kind of feel to it. But I think bottom line is, look, it's financial. There's financial stuff involved. The money's important. Right. Dan's got a beautiful family, and I think the opportunity to go and make more money, I think, is obviously something, number one, that's important. I mean, I think that you can't just throw that aside. I also think that he'll get an opportunity over there in a big market to showcase himself, a championship contender, not that the Heat aren't. But I think, you know, he probably gets overshadowed a bit by Eric Spoelstra, and over there, he'll go over there. And I think kind of got another opportunity to continue to build his resume. I'm happy for him. I think the Heat are happy for him, and I think he'll do well. But the one thing the Heat have proven, you know, David Fizdale left, obviously, for a head coaching job, and they've been able to get guys, develop guys. Chris Quinn now, you know, Anthony Carter's behind the scenes. I think the guy has high hopes for. We've seen Juwan Howard as well, what he was able to do. I think a name to look out for, Eric Glass, a guy that a lot of times people think he looks like Spo, and he came from that same video kind of behind the scenes background. He coached in the G League this year. They're always, you know, looking for guys like that on Spo's staff, and I think that they'll make that next move. And for those wondering about Udonis, because I know that's what people were tweeting me yesterday, like, hey, Udonis.
That was my next question. My next question, and I hate doing it, but it was my next question.
No, I know. I get it, guys, but here's the thing with UD. I haven't talked to UD since March, you know, because it's just before that, because we haven't seen these guys. But I do know in hearing him over the years, the last couple of years when people talk about retirement, UD wants to be around the game and he wants to stay in the Heat family. I mean, that goes without saying. He is the Heat. But I really think UD wants more of a background of what Zoe has done and what Dwayne, I think, is kind of segueing into, you know, eventually. And that's being a behind-the-scenes front office voice, which means he'll be at practices and things like that. He could certainly be a voice at games, but I don't think UD wants to get that grind. I could be wrong. You know, like Juwan Howard, for instance, never shied away from the fact he wanted to be a head coach one day, and he knew he'd have to go the assistant route. I've never gotten that sense from UD, and I don't think that UD, if he stops playing now, that that's what he'll want to do. But you know what? if that's what he decides to do, I'd definitely listen.
Yep, me too. He's Will Manso. Follow him on Twitter, at Will Manso. I also saw that you and Claire back to doing the Miami Sports Pod. I know you took a little break during the pandemic, but I saw you tweeted out the link to the latest episode.
Yeah, I'm excited we could do it. It's funny, the station, you know, they've been so careful. I give them credit. You know, they haven't wanted us around at all, you know, right. And they solely let us back in the studio now. But the station where we would tape our pods was like, that was like an area for like emergency audio only. You know, they didn't want anybody in there. So they finally figured out a way where Clay and I can socially distant do a podcast. So yeah, we did start it up again. We do it it's released every Monday on our website, local10.com. So, you know, just like this, we just talk sports, talk Miami sports. And at this point, guys, it seems like it's going to be a lot of Tua talk over the next few weeks.
Yep. Yeah. Well, just don't let Clay talk about chicken wings. And I think everybody will be happy listening to that because Clay Ferraro does not like chicken wings. Yeah. He only likes boneless wings, which we have an issue with. But
I've heard the stories. Trust me. I've heard the stories.
Will, thank you so much, man. We always appreciate your time.
Hey, guys. We'll talk soon. Anytime.
That's Will Manso there of Local 10. Have a lot more to get to here. We'll talk more about Xavien Howard as a potential trade piece coming up next here on Hawk and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The only reason anyone knows Ron Washington's name is because he did cocaine.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.